Constant Wonder Kids is a Constant Wonder podcast.
Hi, Wonder Kids. It's Paige. When you hear the word extinct, what comes to mind? Maybe you thought of dinosaurs, which are probably the most famous extinct animals. Or perhaps you imagined woolly mammoths, stellar sea cows, or another animal that no longer lives on Earth. When a species becomes extinct, it means that every member of that species has died out, can no longer be found anywhere on our planet. It's easy to think of animals when we talk about extinction. But did you know that plants can go extinct too? That's right. Even trees can disappear forever. That's a pretty sad thought, and today's guest agrees. He's cared about trees his whole life and can remember caring about sick trees even when he was a little boy.
There's a photograph of me standing next to a tree with a look of what can only be described as admiration and love, next to a white oak tree that apparently had two main stems right down at the base, and I called it the two-headed white tree. In the backyard, we had a black oak tree that was infested with insects. It had a little hole in it. I thought that the carpenter ants made it. I was determined to figure out exactly what made that perfectly round hole in that tree. I used to try experiments on them because I got medicine, so why can't a tree get medicine? I so anthropomorphized these things, I would bring out a household chemical like hydrogen peroxide, mix it with water, and pour it on the roots of that two-headed white tree because, you know, it kills germs when mom puts it on a cut, so why shouldn't it kill germs that are trying to invade this tree?
This is Emmett Hoops. He's an elementary school teacher, but when we talked to him, he was also the director of the New York chapter of the American Chestnut Foundation. As you can tell from his story, Emmett has always cared about trees, and when he was young, his attention turned to one type of tree in particular, the American chestnut tree. Now, you might only be familiar with the word chestnut from that Christmas song that goes, "Chestnuts roasting on an open fire." I'll admit, that's pretty much all I knew about them as well, before I got to know Emmett. However, not too long ago, the American chestnut tree was a staple of the United States. It thrived in the Appalachian Mountains and nearby areas from Alabama to Maine. These chestnut trees were massive, the redwoods of the East, towering over 10 stories tall. In some areas, one out of every four trees was a chestnut tree, making it an important source of food for animals ranging from squirrels to humans.
One out of four trees in West Virginia and Pennsylvania and central New York. It's not just a tree, it's the source of food. 80% of the food in the forest. 80%. What happened to the animals in the forest in those parts of the country where the chestnut was the dominant tree species? Four species of moth disappeared at the same time as the chestnut. And this just blew me away. I thought, how much food has disappeared because of this tree?
Today, the American chestnut tree is almost completely extinct due to a tree sickness called chestnut blight. Blight is a fungus that can spread from tree to tree. The fungus infects the bark and creates sunken wounds called cankers. These cankers cut off the tree's ability to move water and nutrients between its roots and leaves. As a result, the tree eventually dies above ground. Chestnut blight arrived in the United States from Asia in 1904 and slowly began to spread from tree to tree. By the time Emmett was a boy, many people thought that the American chestnut tree was extinct. In fact, Emmett remembers seeing a dead chestnut tree with his father.
There was the hulk of an American chestnut, big and white. It had no bark on it at all. It looked like a telephone pole. My father said that was a chestnut tree. And when he said, "They're gone, the chestnut is gone," I thought, how could a tree possibly have been planted here? And now, not only this one is dead, but there aren't any to be found. you know, my father didn't know that there actually are regrowths. He thought that they were just absolutely extinct.
But there are regrowths. When blight kills a chestnut tree, it only affects the tree that's above the ground. The roots can still regrow new chestnut trees. That is, until blight comes and makes the new tree sick again.
If you go into the forest, you'll find American chestnuts. They look like rhododendrons, which grow about maybe 15 feet high, and they become very bushy instead of growing straight up.
So today, chestnut trees look a bit different than they used to. There's still hope for the American chestnut tree, but in order to keep them alive, chestnut tree lovers like Emmett have to help other people care about the American chestnut tree. One way to do that is by sharing memories from people who lived so long ago that they remember seeing chestnut trees in their prime, before blight made them sick.
My name is Ella Preston, and I was born November 26, 1916.
In 2008, a woman named Bethany Baxter interviewed people like Ella Preston to collect their memories of the American chestnut tree. If Ella were alive today, she would be almost 110 years old. Blight had arrived in the U.S. by the time Ella grew up with chestnut trees, but she still remembers going with friends to gather chestnuts.
One exciting, cold, frosty morning when I was about 13, I've heard my Uncle John and a man above us called George were taking a bunch of us girls to pick up native chestnuts. And that was a rarity. We were going to camp and spend the night and pick chestnuts up and bring them back the next day. So away we went. And we were quite a rowdy bunch going. We were fresh and we picked up chestnuts as we went. Of course, by dark, we were ready to go to bed. We fixed us a bed, and they started singing old-time songs. And they made that valley ring. They sang so loud, and they sang us all to sleep. We ate breakfast and started picking up chestnuts in earnest next morning. And I really worked and picked up. And I had so many chestnuts, couldn't carry them.
Another man who was interviewed was named C.E. Blevins. He was born in 1925, and he remembers how delicious chestnuts were to eat.
They were a food staple. They were faithful every year. I think lots of people were saved by eating those chestnuts because they had so many good vitamins in them. I mean, they were so good, so delicious. There just wasn't anything any better. They were beautiful. I thought they were just pretty. And that food stuff was the main thing. And we'd roast them and boil them and eat them raw. All we kids got fat.
Hearing these stories from people who enjoyed chestnut trees in their childhoods makes me feel like we're really missing out on something special. Emmett continued to care about American chestnut trees as he grew up. And once he was an adult, he had help learning about American chestnut trees from the internet.
With the dawn of the internet, I was looking up American chestnuts, and all I found online were hybrids.
A hybrid chestnut tree is a tree whose parents are two different kinds of chestnut trees. A hybrid chestnut might have one parent that's an American chestnut, and then another parent that's a Chinese chestnut.
Something called the Dunston chestnut, or a this chestnut, or a Chinese chestnut, or a European chestnut. But no one was selling American chestnuts. And that eventually got me in touch with the American Chestnut Foundation and the New York chapter. They were brimming with news about coming up with possible solutions to blight and introducing blight tolerance into American chestnuts. Finally, I found what felt like a spiritual home. I've been involved with the American Chestnut Foundation's New York chapter ever since.
Once Emmett started working with the American Chestnut Foundation, he was able to feel even more hope for the future of this special tree. Scientists are working to cure chestnut blight, or even find a way to introduce genes into chestnut trees that make them resistant to the blight in the first place. With all this good news, Emmett still hopes to pass on his enthusiasm for the American chestnut tree. That's where his job as an elementary school teacher comes in handy.
For the past 7 years, I've given all the kids American chestnuts, just plain old, pure American chestnuts that, if you're lucky enough to find a tree that's not dead from blight and is still bearing fruit, pick them up. Don't do it without gloves.
So why can't you pick up chestnuts without gloves? Well, the nuts grow inside a super spiky shell called a burr. It's almost like a little mini porcupine. The burrs give protection to the chestnuts growing inside. After Emmett gathers chestnuts from surviving trees, he passes them out to his students.
I've been distributing them to kids in my class, and we always pick 4 that we plant every year. And I got permission to plant them in a special place on school property. And the kids who are in my class, every time they're in the bus turning into school, they have told me in subsequent grades they still look at those chestnuts and they realize that they planted those things. So I have this whole section in front of my school where we're planting American chestnuts, knowing that they may, in fact, die from blight. The biggest tree right now is between 8 and 10 feet tall. They're doing really well.
Emmett believes that kids are some of the best people to help the American chestnut tree.
You know, for little kids, all you have to do with a little kid is to say, this thing might never exist again, and you are helping this thing to continue to exist. They may as well be dealing with a T-Rex or a Brontosaurus, something that is already gone that they didn't have a chance to help. But here they have this tree that they're actively helping. It's hard to get that passion from a 40-year-old, but I guarantee you, you will not have a problem telling a 7-year-old, we're going to plant a tree that may not exist anymore if we don't keep planting these trees.
Emmett is so grateful for all of his students who've helped him plant chestnuts and keep the American chestnut tree alive. Even if there's a lot of work to be done with figuring out how to cure chestnut blight, there's also a lot of hope for a world where American chestnut trees could grow all over the country, just like they did when Ella and C.E. were kids. To me, there's wonder in knowing about American chestnut trees and caring for them. So whether you're able to plant some chestnuts in your area or find other ways to care for endangered species, we can all follow Emmett's example and care for the natural world.
Just one more quick word, and this is for you parents. I'm Marcus Smith, host of Constant Wonder, which is the source of material you hear on Constant Wonder Kids. We made this episode because Constant Wonder contains a lot of stories and information kids will love too, but you may be wanting more. We've got a whole episode devoted to the American chestnut and the people who want to see it come back. If you want to hear the full presentation, go find Constant Wonder wherever you get your podcasts. It's called One Man's Quest to Restore a Beloved American Tree. And we're confident you'll love more from the ongoing Constant Wonder podcast, which puts you on a quest to find awe and wonder in all nature, human or wild, vast or small, the kinds of encounters that move us beyond words. Remember when you had time for wonder? Well, we suspect you still do. Subscribe to Constant Wonder on your favorite platform. Constant Wonder Kids was produced by Paige Crumperman-Darrington with sound design by Mitchell Towsley. Tenery Taylor is the executive producer. Constant Wonder Kids is a production of BYU Radio.